Shavuos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, 2-4. Okay, the Mishnah is going further off topic again. Since in the previous Mishnah we talked about explaining a reference in a Mishnah in Horios, talking about when the Sanhedrin brings the Parhelem Davar and when not. So that same Mishnah has a very similar case that says, while the Sanhedrin will not be obliged to bring a Helem Davar regarding the mitzvah Asei Lo Saseh for leaving the Beis HaMikdash, there's another kind of similar case where they would be on the hook for both an Asei and Lo Saseh, and the Mishnah just wants to explain what that is. So, inside that Mishnah reads, it says, Ein Chayav Al Asei Vel Lo Saseh BeMikdash, and then it says, ... Aval Chayavin, they are obligated Al Asei Vel Lo Saseh SheBenida. They are obligated for a mitzvah, a korban Parhelem Davar, both for an Asei and a Lo Saseh for Nida. So the Nida, of course, the woman who is menstruating, so she, the obvious case, and one who would engage with such a woman would be liable for Kares. If her husband engaged with her, they'd be liable for Kares. So if hypothetically the Sanhedrin said it's Mutter, but then they changed their mind, they never followed, then that would be the Parhelem Davar. But that's the love, to not engage. What's the mitzvah to... the mitzvahs Asei, the positive commandment, for which they would be on the hook for Helem Davar. So that's the case of when there's an obligation to, yes, disengage. So the case is, says the Mishnah, Ezuhi mitzvahs Asei shebenida. What is the positive commandment that you're supposed to do regarding a nida? Shechayav nalea, that the Sanhedrin Agadol would be on the hook to bring up par Helem Davar if they ruled incorrectly. That's a case of Hayam mishamesh im hatahora. If a woman's husband is engaged with her, and then in the middle she says, oh, right now I began menstruation, and I'm a nida. Va'amra lo nitmesi, she says to him, I'm now tame. So then, there's a proper procedure, just as the proper procedure to leave the Beis HaMikdash, there's a proper procedure for disengagement. Uferish miyad, if he disengages immediately, chayav, then he'll be on the hook he'll be on the hook as a chiyav kares. And therefore, if similarly the Sanhedrin Agadol, if they ruled incorrectly, telling everyone to disengage immediately, and the majority of Klal Yisrael followed it, they would bring a Parhelem Davar. Mipnei sheyitziyaso hanalo kibiyaso. There's no difference about engaging and disengaging in a scenario where you know where he is a Eiv Rechai, he is erect. Then it's the same thing. In other words, the requirement is the proper mitzvah sase is for him not to disengage immediately, but to him to wait and when he's no longer aroused, then to disengage.